Yes, sir. It's the Get With The Times podcast, episode 7. It's your boy Drish. I'm in this motherfucker kicking it with my boy Draco. What's going on, my boy?
Shit, chilling, bro. What's up, nigga?
Shit, man. You know how it go, man. Same old shit. Just another motherfucking day. Goddamn, it's been a good little week, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple things to talk about. We ain't gonna really have no long episode today. It's motherfucking Saturday, you know. So, you know, folks trying to live their life at the same time, but we also trying to provide the audience with some good content. You feel me?
God, you know what I'm saying? It's beautiful weather outside. The hoes out, ass out, you dig?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Fuck you talking about. But shit, man, I wish it was some nice weather, man. It's a little gloomy out in this motherfucker.
Oh, no. It's just hot, humid, and sunny out here in Texas.
Shit, I feel you, man. Shit, we got down. We done had some new music drop. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of new music, man, we're gonna go ahead and deep dive in this motherfuckers. So that boy DJ Khaled, man, he ain't rocking with number two, man. He been having temper tantrums for debuting his album at number two, Father of a Side. They say he having temper tantrum, man. So
man,
I mean, go ahead.
Man, fuck DJ Khaled, fat ass nigga.
Well, damn.
Nah, nigga. Bruh, this nigga hating on goddamn Tyler the Creator for getting number one, and they talking about bruh going winning the label because, you know, what's it called? I think Tyler on Columbia and then Khaled on Epic and whatever. So they run by Sony. So they saying bruh went into the label and shit and goddamn fucking talking shit about being number two, but bruh not even looking at this shit logically, bruh. For one, Tyler the Creator got stands, like he got a strong ass fan base that is not mainstream, so they gonna jump whenever bruh say jump. DJ Khaled, first of all, his album's not hitting like they used to hit when we was in fucking high school, middle school. Bruh just be putting random ass features together. Like, bruh, you're not putting out anything new or fucking improved that niggas really give a fuck about. You should just be excited that your dumb ass got number two, bruh. Come on with that shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, I feel him. I feel what you saying, too. But I also feel where he coming from. But, I mean, you ain't really got to throw no temper tantrum. You know what I'm saying? You can come. I mean, I would be kind of mad because, you know what I'm saying, after DJ Khaled been working on this album for how long? Cause shit, half the singles on that the big singles on that motherfucker came out.
Yeah,
last
he
year.
Been working, bro.
So I mean,
but
yeah, so I feel him on being mad about being number two. But as far as temper tantrums, I don't know, because I mean, at the same time, he put a lot of hard work and dedication in that motherfucker. Yeah. So I could feel him on being mad at debuting at number two. But at the same time, to me personally, other than the singles that he put out, that album really wasn't all that.
Yeah,
to me.
And on top of that shit, though, bruh, it ain't even that I'm discrediting bruh hard work and all that, because I know he probably put a lot into the album, and you know what I'm saying, he did hard work and shit. And for all y'all niggas who think DJ Khaled just fucking stands there in the studio, y'all know nothing about music. Let's just clarify that. But my thing is the hating on Tyler the Creator, bruh. Like, he didn't do anything to you, nigga. Y'all niggas probably don't even know each other like that, bruh. Like, nigga hating. Yeah. That's the problem to me. If he wouldn't have said, like, anything directly that could be linked towards, like, throwing shade at Tyler the Creator, then I wouldn't really be salty, because, I mean, anybody should be, you know, mad if they put out their best work and they think it deserved more. But it's like, bruh, Tyler the Creator didn't do shit to you. And, like, what he called a nigga music mysterious, nigga. Talking about he make music for the clubs and the play. Nigga, you can play Tyler Creator music anywhere, nigga. That shit hard, right? I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say I like this album too much, but there's some songs in there, and just in general, and bro, catalog, bro, you ain't got a shit on bro music.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and shit on it. I don't fuck with it. But that's just me, you know, to each his own, different strokes for different folks. But it's just like I've never been a fan of Tyler Creator. Yeah. I mean, I give him his credit, you know what I'm saying, and he's doing his thing, but I can't listen
to
him. I mean, I done tried, and that ain't
but
for
I
me.
Feel like it's a difference, so, though. You we fans and shit, So we kind of in a different space for criticism. That nigga DJ Khaled is bro peer in the same industry and sneaking little videos and shit, subliminals. That's different. You could say you don't fuck with bro music and shit, and it's not like the same platform as a DJ Khaled trying to throw shade at bro music.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel it, but at the same time, I mean, yeah, he ain't really got to throw the shade. So, I mean, you know, to each his own, but at the same time, I mean, shit, why not? Yeah. I mean, he probably just mad because he got all them fucking features, man. And I'm going to keep it a whole band. He got all them features, and I just, that album ain't it for me, bro. That got to be, like, his worst album.
Yeah, it didn't really sound cohesive at all. It didn't really go together to me. Usually on his old albums, the shit sound hard. And I don't know if I'm tripping or not, but I seem like on the old shit he had, it was like every song was a different array of artists. It felt like the last two albums, bruh, get like the same six artists and just make multiple songs with them. So it really be like an album for those artists because it'd be the same niggas on every goddamn song.
Yeah.
That shit was damn near a Meek Mill, Travis Scott, Lil Baby joint.
Yeah, cause I don't know, cause I feel like the only songs on that jam I like was the two tracks Meek and Lil Baby on, the Nipsey, mm-hmm. the Nipsey jam, of course.
Yeah,
I just wish on the Nipsey jam that Nipsey had probably like a longer second verse.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't like the Nipsey one, bro.
Damn.
I didn't like the fucking beat selection, and I didn't like the way that shit sounded.
I liked it, but I wish, like, when the beat switched up, I wish they would have gave Nipsey, like, either another verse or a longer second verse. Because, like, when he really started getting his bag, it was, like, the end of the song, and it was over with. So, yeah. I mean, I fucked with that one. Other than that, man, I can't name nothing off the top of my head, to be honest with you. That SZA, what is that? SZA? Oh, that was a joke. I feel you. I'm weak as fuck.
No, I'm playing, bro.
What was that? That Outkast shit she redid. Was it? I can't remember which one it was.
I don't know, bro. As soon as I seen SZA, I deleted that joint.
Dog, that shit was trash.
Bro, as soon as I seen the name, I deleted that shit. But I ain't gonna lie. I don't even fuck with Dirty Malone, but that Celebrate was hard.
Not Dirty Malone. Yeah, you know I don't fuck with, bro. So I mean,
he snapped on that.
Oh,
shit,
and the motherfucking the hardest song on that motherfucker, that Cardi B and 21 Savage, bro. That shit was hard.
I ain't really hear that one neither. Keep it 100. I mean, I heard some clips because I seen people doing video to that shit. I ain't listening to that shit. I don't really like Cardi B music, bro.
Yeah, so you tripping, bro? That's the first song on that motherfucker. That shit hard.
That's not the intro, is it?
Yes.
I swear to God, it's not the intro. It's that shit with Buju Banton, Free Root Boy.
Nah, bro, that's the first song on that bit. I'm finna look right now.
Nah, you really wildin', bro. The first song is that shit with Buju Banton, nigga. I don't even know if I'm saying bro's name right.
Oh, shit, it's solely. Well, it's track two.
Yeah, exactly. Track two.
That shows you how trash that album is if I can't remember the intro track.
Hell nah, nigga. Don't even lie. Yo ass saw the damn goddamn. Yo ass saw the goddamn track list and saw all them reggae niggas and was like, nah, let me skip this bitch.
Nah, it ain't. I listened to it, bro. I was excited for the motherfucking DJ Khaled shit, bro. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. I was very disappointed.
Yeah, I usually like the Khaled joints, bro. That shit be nostalgic because, you know, coming up with that. Nigga, I'm so hood and all that shit. Cali used to come with them bangers, bro, for real.
Yeah.
So, Cali used to turn the summer up.
I was very, you know, disappointed. I'm not going to sit here and lie.
Yeah, my expectations was thrown out the window when I realized that Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Future shit was old. And when the motherfucking Justin Bieber shit was still on that bitch. That shit, I could have swore that shit dropped as a single like 8 years ago, dog.
Yeah, that shit felt like it was about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, but fuck all that. We giving Khaled a little bit too much airspace.
I mean, he dropped a big album. I mean, it was, you know, number two. It went number one. But on the bigger and better things. Well, not really so much bigger or, you know, better. Or really, who knows? I mean, you know, I know you heard about it because I don't know if you remember dude's name. I can't really remember that Baltimore artist that stole the $4.1 million from his. Yeah,
I think bro's name was Chad Focus.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, he stole that $4.1 million from the what was it? His job's credit card or whatever.
Hell yeah! All I can say to that shit though is bruh is a grade A fucking dumbass, bruh. Nigga really spent $4 million, bruh, and nigga still don't know the fuck he is.
Exactly.
How the fuck you still $4 million spending shit on promo, and I ain't never fucking heard one goddamn song. And on top of that shit, bruh, the nigga not even a goddamn rapper. He a R&B. R&B not even oversaturated like that.
Oh, damn. You couldn't... Bro, I mean, your shit was trash.
Yeah, man. Bro, he's an R&B singer, bro. He's not even a rapper, dog.
Damn.
Like, that shit crazy. And on top of that shit, bro, what job are you working to where you have that much money on a company card? Nigga, you got a good-ass job. Nigga, not everybody's an artist. Nigga, go to work. Nigga, you got a good little job.
Yeah, bro, tripping.
Nigga, you a goddamn... Nigga probably making little six figures, little office position and shit. And this nigga want to goddamn be the next Cisco. Boy, sit your head down, nigga.
Bro was really tripping, though. Like, man, bro, first off, that company, they need to do something, man. Like, how the fuck you let this nigga spend $4.1 mil?
Oh, no, I ain't gonna sit on the company because I've seen a lot of scenarios where, like, niggas done spent a lot of money from the company and they fabricated it by making it look like investments or in other companies, because when I read the article, they say that he had a homeboy that was at another company and bruh was fabricating reports and shit, and they was making it look like it was filtering into another investment or some shit.
Oh, well, they was, you know, they was just kind of scamming them.
Yeah, they was scamming that shit, bro. Them niggas was some big time scammers, but goddamn, $4 million.
Either way, moral of the story, you spent $4.1 million. Well, okay, $4.1 million. I wonder how much of that shit was like actual like studio time and shit. Because I know he just promotion wise, there's no way he spent $4.1 million and nobody knew who this nigga was.
I mean, he was buying billboards and shit, bro. I seen photos.
Yeah, so like he buying billboards and he's goddamn putting his shit on the goddamn shit in New York and shit. So it's just like, come on, man. Niggas really got to be thinking shit through, man. Because for one, like, that shit ain't finna work, bro. You R&B and then you not blowing, like, and you spending $4.1 mil. Like, come on, man.
Your shit had, like,
there's no way you put $4.1 mil into that, bro.
Yeah, I don't really think so. I probably think that's probably just the way they set the article up. Bro probably bought a whole bunch of other fuck shit, to be honest. But at the same time, like we were saying, that nigga got a good-ass job. Whatever the fuck he was spending, he could have probably promoted himself off his regular salary type shit. Like, I don't get it, dog. That's something. A lot of money, bro. Something. And you still ain't popped, nigga. I ain't heard of you until the article came out that you were going to jail.
Hell yeah. That's the wild part about it, man. But shit, I mean, $4.1 million, man, that's a lot of money to be spending in your, you know, career failing. But hell shit, yeah. I mean, $4.1 million, but hell, if you go up a couple more mil, you know what I'm saying, you'll hit a bill. You see what I'm saying? And speaking of bills, and speaking of billions, shout out that boy Jay-Z, man. First hip-hop billionaire, man. That's a big bag.
Hell yeah. That's a lot of fucking money, dog.
Yeah, that's a big bag, man. You know, last couple years, it's been a debate who was going to be the first billionaire, him, Diddy, or Dr. Dre. And that boy Jay-Z, he really did that shit.
Hell yeah.
He did that shit first, man. Jay-Z the GOAT, man. I'm going to go ahead. Jay-Z, he overall, you know what I'm saying? Not just rap, just overall. That motherfucker is phenomenal.
That's just a different bracket, bruh. Like, if you really think about shit, it's only like, what is it, like 5 or 6 black billionaires in the U.S.
Exactly.
And bruh got this shit off of rap music and supporting the culture.
How old is Jay-Z? Jay-Z what, like?
He like 47 or some shit, bro.
47? That man 47. He been rapping 21 years, bro. 21 yeah. years and he got a billion.
Hell yeah.
That's a different bag, man.
That's crazy.
That's a whole nother tax bracket he in, man.
But it also go to show you what type of shit you can do when you actually try to create businesses and create lucrative shit outside of just music, bro.
Exactly. You think he'll sell title?
You said what?
Do you think he'll sell title?
Oh, the what's it called? The damn streaming services.
Yeah.
I thought your dumb ass was talking about some damn titles, like fucking championships. Nigga, like, oh, what the fuck?
Nah, man, like title. You think he'll hell build
no.
title?
You guys had me thinking about the Brooklyn Nets and shit. Oh, hell no, Brooklyn ain't winning no damn championship.
Nah, but I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think he'll sell it, though, bro, because I think his whole goal with that title shit is he wants to make sure artists actually get their money from the streams and shit. So I think, bruh, trying to stay down for the community and shit, and, you know, he's still doing different things. I mean, shit, the nigga just became a billionaire, and then the next day, bruh, invest $1 million into a black-owned vegan cookie company. Like, bruh, just keep going with this shit.
I don't know, though. I think he would sell title. And not like, no time soon, but he build it up, and that shit can be like, it is one of the top, you know what I'm saying, streaming services. But now, I think, as big of a businessman that he is, I feel like if he build it up to something higher than what it is now, I feel like he will sell it for the right amount. Just like how Dr. Dre did the beats.
Yeah. And to see a lot of people was in the damn comments with the Jay-Z shit trying to argue, talking about, oh, you know, Dr. Dre was the first, you know what I'm saying, Jay-Z. But nah, Dr. Dre sold the company for some billions. That didn't make bruh net worth a billion yet. But I feel like Diddy and damn Dre ain't far behind, bruh. Shit,
yeah, me either.
I think shit, in all honesty, bruh, I think we got FOMO on the way, bro. I think Diddy, Dre, Rihanna, and LeBron all next.
Oh, yeah. Rihanna definitely.
Rihanna cutting up, bro. $600 million.
Yeah, she acting a fool out there.
She don't even have to drop an R&B album.
Shit, nigga. It ain't even that she ain't got to drop it, nigga. She might not even plan on it, bro.
Exactly.
She ain't even... But when was the last time we heard something from Rihanna, bro?
I don't know. The last shit I heard was that Sex With Me So Amazing shit. I ain't heard shit from her since. What that was.
Yeah, and I'm thinking the last like feature I heard her on was the shit with Kendrick.
Yeah. I don't even remember that song, though. But
I can't remember off the top of my head either, but the shit on Damn.
Yeah, she ain't really dropped no songs in a minute, bro. She really in a different bag, bro. She ain't got to drop no damn music.
She really don't.
Shit.
Because, I mean, we're going to see. So, I mean.
Yeah, I wish she would drop an album. Everybody want to hear some Rihanna shit, bro. But
I want a big name to drop something, man. We ain't had no real big names. Exactly. I mean, 2 Chainz dropped, but I ain't going to sit here and lie to you. 2 Chainz, so far this year, he probably dropped, like, the most, you know, well-put-together album, but I did not like that shit.
Oh, I thought it was hard.
Nah, I didn't like that shit. Nigga, I gave that shit, like, 3 plays and deleted it. Like,
I don't know. I thought that shit was hard. I was riding around to that one song. My daughter asked me what a drug dealer was. I said, me. That shit
was straight, man. But it's just like that shit had no replay value for me.
I was surprised he had the Ariana Grande on there, though.
Oh yeah. So I mean, So I mean, shit. I'm looking for a big name. I wonder who's gonna be the first real big name. I mean, we just got that Future project yesterday, and that shit was hyped up on the, you know, Twitter and shit, folks hyping that shit left and right. I mean, that's probably the first Future album, I personally, because you know I'm a big Future fan, that's the first Future album I've probably actually sat there and deleted a lot of songs from.
Nigga, I think we all Future fans. Future is the male Beyonce, but that shit was 2 out of 7. I only like 2 tracks off that shit. I'm gonna need Future to goddamn drop something else. I feel like that was the warm up. We need the motherfucking actual album, bro. I don't know what that was.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, when Future getting that little R&B bag, so it's kind of... Because I didn't know it was going to be... I didn't know it was going to be, like, no R&B tape, but, you know, when goddamn Super Future getting that trap bag, it's a wrap. Because yeah. I was really... I ain't going to sit here and lie to you, man. When I seen he was dropping yesterday, this Friday, I was like, shit. Future finna goddamn give us something, man. And then I listened to it, and I was disappointed.
Yeah, I was mad as hell. And then, of course, all them stand-ass niggas on Twitter goddamn boosting the hell out that shit. That shit is not that good, bro. Y'all niggas be overhyping the fuck out of shit just because they your favorite artist, bro.
Yeah, they was hyping like a motherfucker. I mean, I feel them. I mean, like, I just didn't like that. I just didn't like some of them songs, man.
Yeah, it's not bad, bro. Like, I'm not going to lie and say he made bad music, bro. But the shit wasn't that solid. It was mid, as your boy would say.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that shit was mostly hyped.
Yeah, man. That shit was Reggie.
Yeah. Speaking of the word hype, you know, I seen Lil Uzi supposed to be dropping that Internal Intake. They say he's supposed to have dropping in 2 weeks, quote unquote, you know. I ain't seen nothing other than, you know what I'm saying, a little shit that's been speculating around the internet. And, you know, me, you, and Sincere, we had that conversation. And I think Sincere is the one that brought it up.
Yeah, he was.
Do you think he is the most – well, he brought Lil Uzi being up talking about the most hype. But I'm going out on a limb, and I'm saying Lil Uzi is the most hyped artist of this decade.
I'm going to say, yeah, bro, like, these niggas acting like Eternal Take or whatever his album coming out is like fucking Detox by Dr. Damn Dre or some shit. Nobody is. I'm not pressed for that shit, bro. Like, at this point, bro, you can keep that shit. We was cool, like, thinking, oh, this shit might be hard when we thought it was coming for real. And he had came out with New Paddock and all that shit. And he was in his little bag and shit. But at this point, bro, it's just one of those situations where the artist got a bad deal and the label shelf they ass. And I don't know. I don't know what he want us to expect or think about this shit. And his fans are fucking insane, bro.
Yeah, because, I mean, I fuck with Uzi. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but
he hard.
It's like the fans damn near got to beg that nigga to drop music, man. And then, like, the shit he dropped, to me personally, I fuck with, you know what I'm saying, some of his shit, but some of it I don't like at all. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, he, to me personally, he probably is the most hype, but it's just like when he drop the shit, like, motherfuckers go nuts. Like, I don't want to, you know, say this and somebody take it the wrong way, but like the little white kids and the black kids that hang out with the white kids, they go black nuts. Boy and shit. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna lie and say I never bumped no Uzi. There's a lot of hard Uzi songs that I actually fuck with and bruh, kind of hard, bruh. But like, it's just, I don't know, bruh. This is like that weird window, dog, where your label fucks up your career by fucking up your trajectory, bruh. And we've seen this shit happen with several artists in the past.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. That just goes to show, like, you got to really be knowing what you signing and who you sign to and shit, bruh. That could really ruin this
Do
shit,
you
bruh.
Do you really think DJ Drama and them was stopping him from releasing music? Or do you think that was just something?
I don't know.
Or do you think that was just something more so to, like, push his fans to want that album more, basically causing,
I don't know, I actually,
causing more hype.
I actually think them niggas had some disagreements or some shit, bro. But it's like, bro, at least from my understanding, bro, the way the labels fucking work, bro, is whatever artists they have different, like, spots out the year where they gonna push the certain artists and this, that, and the third. And I just feel like Uzi was feeling like, bro, probably wasn't the top priority at the time. And, bro, probably ruffled some feathers in the office and shit, bro. Like, and them niggas probably had a little issues and shit. Because, you know, they was tweeting back and forth. But at the same time, you might be right, though, because niggas do be doing shit for shock value. But at this point, I feel like this shit been going on too long for this shit to be shock
value.
Yeah,
bro, because, like, how long has Uzi been talking about this album? It's been a minute.
Last year, summertime. Yeah,
it's been a minute, man. So,
it's about to be a whole year.
And I feel like, I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, if Uzi is to drop that shit in 2 weeks, I would not be surprised if he had a summer hit that everybody looking for. Because we ain't had no summer hit yet. That Chris Brown and Drake just dropped last night. That shit, it's going to do numbers.
Oh, that came out?
Yeah, it dropped last night. I listened to it this morning.
I ain't know.
So, like, I listened to it. It's gonna do numbers because it's Chris Brown and Drake. But as far as like an actual hit, I mean, probably so off of just them two alone. But me personally, you know, that summertime hit, it'd be something different, man. It'd be kind of something you can play. That's not something you can just play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the summertime hit usually be some shit where everybody and their mama be riding down the street with that bitch.
Yeah. So, like,
it feel different. It just be in the clubs and in the streets. It just be a different wave, nigga. Like, shit, really? It might be time for some random nigga that's not even in the game to pop out with another one-hit wonder type joint. Because that be happening, too.
Yeah. So, I don't fucking know, man, with Uzi, man. That shit.
Yeah.
That shit, I don't know, man. Hopefully somebody give us a hit, man, because we almost like the middle of June. Not really, but it's like June 8th. But
man, I don't know. Shit, these niggas keep playing. I'm gonna hop off in the booth and get y'all niggas a summer hit. Fuck what you talking.
Yes, sir. So shit, man. Off of the music tip for a little bit, man. Let's go ahead and dive into the little sports segment, you know what I'm saying? The fattest NBA player, you know, fattest NBA guard, Kyle Lowry, he recently dove in the fans. He recently dove in the stands and, you know, he got pushed by a fan, man. Long story short, the fan ended up being a goddamn Warriors part owner and investor. So, I mean, they ended up, you know, suspending.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna call it a suspended. They suspended that man for a year. They didn't. You don't get banned from a year. When you get banned, you don't come back at all. You got suspended.
Exactly.
He got suspended for a year and fined $500,000. But $500,000 ain't shit to him. That's pocket money. So, I mean,
yeah, small thing ain't shit to a giant.
I mean, I kind of, you know, the 1 year shit, I kind of feel like that was, you know, necessary. But, I mean, I don't think he should have really – I know the other day we was talking about it, I said, yeah, he need to be banned for life. But Slick, I don't think so, really.
I don't know, bro. I mean, I've rewatched this shit. He kind of light-tapped.
Yeah,
bro.
Like
– he need to be punished, bro. But niggas was ODing talking about he need to be banned for life. It's not like no brawl at the palace type shit where bro threw a goddamn beer on a nigga or some shit.
Yeah, so –
it's something light. But my thing is, with this situation, I believe that the fucking people, like, this is a good step, like, bro, getting suspended for a year, because I feel like with the players and shit, they sometimes be letting the fans do whatever the fuck they want to do. And my whole thing is, bro, like, with the whole shit like that, you, just like LeBron said, you pay for court-side seats. They got the fucking little stipulations on the back of the tickets. You know you might get ran into, like, bro, you right next to the action. You paying for the shit. Nigga, you the owner of the damn team.
Yeah, I was.
You know what the fuck going on in the basketball game, bro? And it's like, bro, the NBA, and not just the NBA, but other sports, they don't do a lot of good protecting the fucking players, bro. Because if Kyle Lowry fucking turned around and goddamn smacked bro upside the fucking head, Kyle Lowry would be kicked out the fucking finals.
Exactly. He might have been kicked out of the league here.
Exactly, for defending himself, exactly. Bro. Like, that shit lame, bro. Protect the fucking players. Without the players,
at the same time, man, when you sit in courtside, I feel like they do need to regulate, you know what I'm saying, alcoholic beverages on that baseline. I mean, because everybody's sitting down there. Of course, you know, motherfuckers get to drinking. So, let's say, what's his name, Mark Stevens? Yeah. Was that his name? His name was Mark Stevens, I believe.
I don't know that nigga,
yeah,
bro.
I believe it was Mark Stevens. Let's say Mark Stevens, and he 5 beers in. So, yeah, if he been drinking, Kyle Lowry coming to hand in the motherfucker stands, he hyped the game, you know what I'm saying? It was a good game, you know what I'm saying? He hyped. So, he drunk, and he just feel like he can just hit Kyle Lowry.
He off the Henny, exactly. You know what I'm saying? He in his mode.
So.
You know what I'm talking about? And I just want to address this for the people listening to the podcast. I apologize for our host, Jerish, pronouncing this nigga name as Lowry. It's goddamn Kyle Lowry. I don't know what the fuck this nigga call him Lowry for.
Whatever. Fuck that fat ass nigga.
The nigga said Lowry.
Kyle Lowry. It's Mike Lowry.
But nah, but shit.
Hey, man, shout out to that man Kawhi. Shout out to the Claw. You know what I'm saying, man? I said it last year. The Raph is going to be in the finals. But I know I said I'm sticking with the Warriors. And I'm going down with a sinking ship, which I am. But I'm happy as hell they lose it, man. I'm happy as hell I'm on the Titanic, man. Like,
yeah,
this shit, man, I don't even give a fuck that I said that they was going to win this motherfucker. But KD ass ain't coming back. He probably done played his last game for the Warriors. It's over with, man. I'm glad this shit is over with. Because come next year, my Lakers back at it, man. And I'm calling it right here on episode 7. Kyrie coming to LA. And he playing for the Lakers, man. Kyrie, LeBron, they back at it, man. They winning the championship. It's going to be a beautiful thing, man. And I can't motherfucking wait. I'm going to remember this shit now. Episode 7. Write this shit down somewhere. Put it in your notes. Put it in your reminder. Kyrie Irving is coming to the Los Angeles Lakers, playing alongside LeBron James, rekindling what they had in Cleveland.
Well, now that Jordan done released the Lakers nutsack, let me get into a little segue. Shout out the Lakers. They probably is going to get Kyrie. But I'd like to give a special shout out to that nigga Kyle Lowry, because I was talking a lot of shit. And that nigga really showing the fuck off in these finals, nigga. That nigga playing like a real leader point guard. And nigga, you still a fat-ass point guard, but you're doing your thing. Shout out to the Claw, like he said.
Yeah, that boy built like Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, God, no. But nah, I'm a fucking end us on a goddamn positive note. Hawks in 2, nigga. You heard it here first. Episode 7.
Episode 7, man. That was the Get With The Times podcast. Episode 7, man. Get with it and get lost. Yes, sir.